living or life.
是一种生活的智慧。
And it is a wisdom that we have in life.
更是一种非常超越的人生观。
It is also an attitude in life or a perspective on life that's surpassing the life.
世人都在寻求快乐的途径。
The people in this world are all looking for happiness.
但其实知足就能喜乐。
But in fact, if we can be content, then we can be joyful.
有人误解这个知足啊，是一种退化、软弱、没有竞争力的这个意思。
Some people mistaken the concept of contentment as being not having enough aggression or not being aggressive.
他认为人类就是因为不能知足，所以不断的才会有发明，才能够向前来进步。
And so people say it is because we're not content, that's why people keep on inventing things, and that's how we can move on.
我们基督徒也不应该有这种消极的这种生活态度。
And so even Christians should not have such a pessimistic point of life and point of view on life.
其实这些是这种误解啊，因为知足并不是如同他们所想的这样。
But in actuality, that is not how contentment is like.
知足正好是一种更积极、更宽广的这种心胸。
In fact, contentment is a very optimistic point of view on life.
知足是有智慧啊，去明白什么是更要紧的，然后把这个主要的力量呢，往那更重要、更有价值的事情来追求。
Because contentment is an attitude that knows what is more important and pursuing after that more important goal in life.
知足是不被这个物质的重担把它自己压垮。
Contentment is not limited by the burdens of the material things.
它也不受制于它的个人的欲望。
And it is not limited by personal desires.
所以他的态度会更积极，他更自由、更有力量的向前迈开脚步。
And so that is why contentment is a very positive attitude on life, and it pushes us to move forward.
这才是知足他真正的意思。
And that is the true meaning of contentment.
那我们会在讲道当中呢，再进一步的详细说明。
And so in our message, we will talk about this in more detail.
那我们先来谈一谈，为什么知足会喜乐。
And so let's first talk about why contentment brings joy.
第一个理由啊，因为知足啊，他的心胸，知足的人他的心胸会比较宽广。
Because the first reason is those people who are content, they have a more open, they have more of an open heart.
他在生活中，他不会跟别人比较。
They are not self-centered, and they tend not to compare themselves with other people.
在我们的一生当中，有很多的这个痛苦啊，是因为我们跟别人比较而来的。
There are many sufferings and pains in our life that comes from our own comparison with other people.
比如说我们的房子比别人小，我们的车子也比别人小，我们的太太也不比别人家的太太漂亮。
For example, we may compare that our houses are not as big as our neighbors, or our cars are not as nice, or even our wives are not as pretty.
你一比较的时候呢，就很多的这个痛苦就来了。
And so once we start the comparison, then pains and sufferings come.
连自己的身材比别人矮啊，都会觉得很痛苦。
And we all even suffer greatly if we are shorter than other people.
但是这是无法改变的事情。
But those are things that we cannot change.
那么你无法改变你的事一些事情呢，但是你又觉得比别人差，那你就会很痛苦。
And so, if we cannot change certain things that we feel are inferior than other people, then we become very painful.
如果你有一个知足的态度呢，你的心胸宽广，你不会跟别人比较。
But if we have a content heart, then we'll have a more open-minded heart, and then we won't compare ourselves with other people.
再来呢，你心胸宽广的话呢，你不会跟别人计较。
And secondly, if we have a more open-minded heart, then we won't actually become jealous of other people.
如果你跟别人斤斤计较，那也会很痛苦的。
If we actually are constantly jealous of other people, then we're also being in pain.
知足的人，他心胸宽广，差不多就可以了，差不多就可以了，不要跟你计算的，这个计较的太，这个清楚。
People who are content, they are okay with everything, and they don't really mind about the tiny little details.
那么这样心胸宽广，当然他就会喜乐了。
And so, once people have such an open-minded heart, then of course they'll have joy.
那再来呢？这个心胸宽广的话呢，他会肯定自己。
And secondly, to have an open-minded heart, those people are more confident of themselves.
他有自信心。
And they have confidence in themselves.
他能够按照自己所有的应该做的去做。
And they know what they ought to do, and they'll follow.
所以这是更积极的态度。
And so that is a more positive attitude on life.
那么知足、心胸宽广的人，他不会嫉妒别人。
And also, open-minded person does not envy other people very easily.
他不会看到别人比他更有成就，他就嫉妒。
He will not envy other people just because others are more successful than he is.
他也能够以自己所拥有的为知足。
And he'll be content with whatever he has.
他不嫉妒别人。
He will not become envy of others.
他也不会看轻别人。
And he will also at the same time not look down on others.
对于那些比他更没有成就的人，他不会去这个轻视他们。
And for those people who are not as accomplished as he is, he will not look down on them.
那这种心胸宽广的态度呢，他就会有很多人来欢迎他。
And so such a person with such a big heart will have many friends.
他就有很多的朋友来跟他分享快乐。
And many of his friends will be willing to share their happiness with him.
我们不要以为富有人家都会很快乐。
Let's not think that all the wealthy people are happy.
其实很多人他们钱不是那么多的时候呢，有快乐。钱一多的时候就不快乐了。
In fact, there are many people who are happier when they have less money.
这就是知足会喜乐的第一个原因。
And that is the first reason why contentment would bring joy.
第二个原因是因为他能够充分的来享受家庭的快乐。
And the second reason contentment brings joy is that the person will be able to enjoy his family.
他不会把他的所有的时间跟精力呢都放在这个事业的追求上。
The person will not always pursue after his own career or the things in the world.
他只要劳碌有所得，就把它拿回来跟家里的人一起来分享。
As long as he has something, or as long as he had something that he gained, then he'll immediately bring it to his family to share with them.
他可以从家庭得到充分的温暖跟快乐。
And the person will receive the full joy and warmth from his family.
他是一个最幸福的人。
And he is the happiest person in this world.
他的家庭圆满。
Because he has a complete and good family.
有一个非常成功的生意人他想生活中总是有点点不能够满足啊。
There is a very successful businessman, and he keeps on feeling that something is missing in his life.
他总是有一种失落感。
And so this businessman, he always feels that he has lost something.
他的事业是这么的成功。
He has a very successful business.
他有令人羡慕的这种钱财。
And he has wealth that other people envy.
但是他自己反倒不快乐。
But he is not happy.
所以他就想说，我应当到世界各地去找一找，是不是我曾经失落了什么东西。
And so this businessman goes all over the world in search for something that he thinks he's missing.
他的妻子儿女呢，就挥手告别他了，他就要到世界各地去旅行。
And so his wife and children waved goodbye to him, and he started traveling all around the world.
那么他看到很多这个家庭这个父母带着孩子在嬉戏游玩，还有一只小狗陪伴在旁边，看起来很圆满，他就想一想自己好像就是缺乏这个。
And so he started seeing all these families out there with their spouse and children, and even a little pet dog following, and he realized that's probably what he has been missing.
他欣赏了各国的最漂亮的风景。
And he also went all over the nations in the world, and then he saw different beautiful views.
他也尝遍了各国的美食。
And he also tasted all the delicious food around the world.
他内心还是没有满足。
But yet, he was not satisfied in his heart.
那最后呢，他就拎着那个沉重的行李呢，回到自己的家。
And finally, he ended his trip, and he brought back all the heavy luggage, and he went back home.
那么当他快要到家里的时候呢，看到他的妻子在外面跟他招手。
And then, as he was about to go into his home, he saw afar that his wife was waving towards him.
也看到他的孩子呢，向他跑过来，要迎接他。
And then he also saw that his children started running towards him.
他觉得说，这就是我所需要的。
And then he realized, he said to himself, this is what I need.
原来最幸福的东西就是在家庭里面。
He finally had the understanding that the most happy thing in the world is his family.
现在看起来连那只小黄狗都很可爱，平常要出去上班的时候都会踢它一下，但现在看起来这只小狗很可爱。
And he all of a sudden realized that this dog that he has is rather cute, because before every day before he goes to work he would actually kick the dog.
所以他后来就做了一个结论说，其实最幸福的人就是家庭圆满的人。
And then, so this businessman concluded in saying that the happiest person in this world is the person who has a good family.
那么，这是无可取代的。
That is something that is irreplaceable.
家庭如果破裂是无可弥补的。
If you have a broken family, that is something that you cannot replace.
一个人在世上，他追求所拥有的钱财跟事业的成功，都无法去弥补家庭的缺陷。
Even if a person pursues after career and wealth, the person cannot replace those things with his family.
他明白这个道理，所以他就重新来珍惜他的家庭。
So that successful businessman finally understood, and so he started treasure and cherish his family.
现在这个现代的生活，大家都非常的忙碌。
Nowadays, people are very busy.
我记得在十多年前在台湾也是一直喊口号说爸爸要回家吃晚饭。
And I remember about a decade ago, in Taiwan, there's a slogan, that the government put that says, dads need to go home for dinner.
因为呢，那个吃晚饭的时间呢是大家。是家庭聚集的时候。
Because time for dinner is a time where the family gathers together.
所以就要求爸爸不要在这个外面呢有太多的交际应酬。
And so the slogan tells the dads to not have too many business entertainment.
就是叫爸爸要回家吃晚饭。
So the saying asks all the dads to go home for dinner.
那我们台湾的传道者呢，也顺应这个潮流呢，也是一直呼吁啊，我们当弟兄、当爸爸的要回家吃晚饭。
And so all the preachers in our church, they also said to encourage the brothers and all the husbands and the dads to go home for dinner.
那后来有一个信徒说，传道不是我们当爸爸的不回家吃晚饭，因为妈妈没有回家做晚饭。
And then a member of the church said to the preacher and told him, well, it's not that the dads don't want to go home for dinner, but the moms, they don't make dinner.
所以后来又喊了，妈妈要回家做晚饭。
And so later on, the preacher started saying, well, mothers, go home and prepare dinner.
可是后来又有问题了。
And then there are some other problems later on.
因为孩子他学校回来之后，他又跑去补习了，所以孩子没有回家吃晚饭。
Because the children after they get off school, they actually have those after school programs or classes, and then so they don't go home for dinner.
那没有关系，如果吃晚饭的这个时间大家没有办法聚集呢，但是至少要睡觉之前呢、啊，大家能够聚在一起啊，读圣经、祷告、再休息，这也是很好的事情。
And so afterwards, we realized that even if the family cannot possibly gather together for dinner, then at least before everyone goes to sleep, it would be it's good to gather everyone together to pray and read the Bible together and then rest.
这个就是让我们知道说，如果大家都能够节制欲望啊，有比较多的时间呢，在用在这个家庭的这个生活里面呢，会让我们呢、啊、更快乐。
And so we realized that if all of us can understand this and to control our ambitions and these desires and then put our effort into our family, then everyone will be happier.
在圣经创世纪三十九章里面呢，有提到约瑟啊，他在波迪法的这个家中呢，当这个仆人的时候，有一件事情。
In the Bible, in Genesis chapter 39, it records that Joseph, when he was serving in the house of Potiphar, something happened.
这个波提法呢是法老啊，他这个护卫长，法老的护卫长，哇，这个地位很高啊。
So, this person, Potiphar, he was an officer of Pharaoh, so he had a very high position.
我们看创世纪三十九章第六节。
So let's read Genesis chapter 39, verse 6.
三十九章第六节。
Chapter 39, verse 6.
波提法将一切所有的都交在约瑟的手中，除了自己所吃的饭，别的事一概不知。好，这个波提法他很忙碌啊。
And so this person, Potiphar, he was very busy.
因为他是很有成就的人。
Because he was very accomplished.
那圣经说了，他什么事情都不管。
And the Bible says that he didn't know anything that goes on in his house.
都交在约瑟的手中。
He left all that he had in Joseph's hand.
那从好的方面来看呢，就是他信任约瑟。
So on the positive point of view, we can say that Potiphar really trusted Joseph.
可是呢，我们从不好的方面来看呢，就是因为他这种对家庭啊，关心不够啊，就后来促使他的太太，你看，他太太就差一点呢、啊，就是要引诱啊这个约瑟来这个犯罪。
But on the negative side, we could see that because Potiphar was so busy, that his wife wanted to seduce Joseph.
也就是说呢，这个波提法他也无法给他的太太呢有那种幸福圆满的这种幸福啊，这种美满的这种感觉。
So, basically, Potiphar he was not able to give his wife a feeling of completeness and joy.
他回到家里只知道一件事情。
When Potiphar went home, all he knew was one thing.
就是自己所吃的饭。
He only knew what he had to eat.
当然，他今天晚上吃什么东西，他要知道啊。要不然的话，连吃饭都不知道，都不知道吃什么东西，那这样就真的很糟糕了。
Of course, he had to know what he was eating, or else, if he didn't even know that, that would be even terrible.
这也是告诉我们说，这个家庭如果这个不是幸福美满的话呢，你看看他在社会上、啊、这么多的这么高的成就呢，其实在我们读的这段圣经，我觉得说，波提法当时他是活得没有什么价值。
And so, even though we could see that Potiphar had such a high position and such accomplishments in society, but from reading this passage, I would say his life wasn't that valuable.
我们讲第三个理由。
Let's talk about the third reason.
知足会喜乐，因为他可以享受属灵的快乐。
The third reason of why contentment would bring joy, and that is because it would bring us spiritual joy.
他会有比较多的时间来参加聚会。
It would make us to have more time to come worship God.
所以他可以跟同龄人很熟识。
And so he would make us become familiar, more familiar with our members and believers, our brothers and sisters.
他会有比较多的时间去建立啊，跟其他的人的关系。
And it would help us to have more time to establish our relationship with other people.
啊，可以去关心别人。
And it will allow us to have time to care for others.
现在啊，我们的教会啊，常常会有一些啊这个问题啊，是因为信徒跟信徒之间呢、啊，其实啊这个熟识度不够。
And nowadays we see a lot of problems in church because it comes from the lack of familiarity or a relationship among the members.
那大家这个熟识度不够的时候，一开会说我们要来计划这个神的这个什么圣光的发展。有时候就这样就发生冲突了。
And because we do not know each other well enough, and so once we get together and have a meeting about talking about holy work, and then when there are differences in opinions, then there are conflicts.
不够熟识啊。
Because we just don't know each other well enough.
彼此的了解不够。
And we do not understand each other.
有时候呢，会会错意的。
And sometimes we misunderstand other people's words.
造成误会了。
And so there are misunderstandings.
反而就变成这个圣工的一个阻挡了。
And that actually become an obstacle for holy work.
那平常如果没有建立好这个人际关系呢？你说我今天打电话说，我要到你家里去拜访你啊，要去关心你啊，去辅导你，帮助你。人家会害怕啊，什么我哪里需要你就来辅导啊。
And so if regularly or normally we do not even know this person, and all of a sudden we call up this person and we say, oh, I'm going to visit you, I need to care for you and give you counseling, then the other person would get afraid.
那这样的话有很多的这种同龄之间的心灵沟通的属灵的快乐呢，我们就享用不到了。
And so if we do notknow each other very well, then we miss the happiness or the joy that comes from being together with the brothers and sisters in Christ.
我们彼此可能都知道他的名字，他家里有几个人啊，他家里养了一只猫啊，一只狗啊，都知道。
We may know this person's name, how many children the person has, even if this person has a cat or a dog.
可是呢，这些都只是资料的知道，而不是一种。情感的建立啊。
But those are all facts. They're factual knowledge. And that's not in relationship.
那因此我们会有时候会觉得说，一个软弱的信徒啊，我们大家想要帮助他，可是他不一定接受。
And so that's why we see sometimes weaker members. Everyone wants to help the person, but the person may not actually accept it.
因为大家都很忙。
Because everyone's very busy.
所以其实哈，照面认识，但是心不一定相通啊。
And so we may see each other and we know the person's face and we know everything factual about the person, but we do not have any relationships.
这是第三个原因。
And so that's the third reason why contentment would bring us joy.
第四个原因呢，就是说，如果他不能知足的话呢？他就无法跟神建立好的关系。
And the fourth reason why contentment brings joy is if a person is not content, then the person cannot have a relationship with God.
我们有比较多的时间就可以跟神建立好的关系。
When we have more time, we can establish a relationship with God.
并且因为我们有知足的态度，所以我们不会去埋怨神。
And because we are content, then we're not going to complain against God.
我们会有比较多时间来亲近神。
Then we'll have more time to draw near to Him.
我们跟神的关系是很好的。
And we'll have a good relationship with God.
我们有比较多的时间读圣经祷告。
And we'll have more time to read the Bible and pray.
虽然我们住得比较远，不能够常常亲近教会。
And so even though we may live further away and not be able to always come to church.
可是我们有自己的这个灵修的时间。
But then we have our own spiritual time with God.
我们跟主耶稣呢不是那么陌生的。
Then we're not strangers from Christ.
天天有跟他谈话。
And we talk to him every day.
啊，每一天有看他的他所对我们说的话。
And every day we read the words that he speaks to us.
那么久了呢，我们就感觉到主耶稣是跟我们很熟的。
And so day after day, we'll feel that we're very close or we're very familiar with Christ.
他就可以体会到啊。与神灵交的喜乐。
And so the person will enjoy the joy that comes from a spiritual relationship with God.
啊，第五个原因呢，知足的人他比较容易把这个道理守得住。
And the fifth reason, a person who is content will have an easier time keeping the commandments of God.
他的欲望比较少。
He'll have less desires.
所以他面对这个私欲的试探呢，就比较少。
And so he'll have less temptations from his own desires.
他也不会落入那种物质的迷惑当中。
And he will not fall into the trap of material things.
他守道就比较容易。
And so it's a little easier for the person to keep the commandments of God.
因为他心里是很清净的，没有什么过多的欲望的，所以他可以去体会很多圣经宝贵的道理。
Because the person would be pure in his heart without any desires, and then so he would understand and experience the words of God more.
那如果说呢，他的欲望太多的话呢，私欲啊，把他占满了心呢、啊，那个道理就进不来了。
But then if a person has many desires in his own heart, then those desires will fill his heart, and then the words of God cannot enter.
圣经也告诉我们说，清心的人有福了。
And the Bible also tells us that blessed are those who are pure in heart.
他们可以得见神。
Because they will be able to see God.
可以明白和体会很多圣经的道理。
And they'll understand and experience many teachings in the Bible.
所以知足的人他会喜乐。
That's why a person who is content is joyful.
那么现在呢，我们再进一步的来谈说，我们要怎么样才能够过得知足的生活。
And so now we need to go a step further and talk about how we can live a life that is content.
我们要怎么样过知足的生活？
How do we live out a life of contentment?
第一我们要认定神的安排跟赏赐。
First, we need to acknowledge the providence of God.
这种生活态度呢，非常的超越。
This is a very transcendent point of view on life.
就是说，在他所处的环境呢，他明白这是神安排的。
Because the person would understand that whatever circumstances he's under, then it is provided or placed by God.
神现在呢，在这个阶段呢，带领他在这个环境生活。
At this particular stage, God has led.This person to live in this kind of circumstances.
他明白神的意思。
So he understands the will or intentions of God.
他乐意接受。
And he's willing to accept the situation.
他知道这是神给他一个环境。
Because he understands that this is a circumstance that God puts him under.
神是爱我们的。
God loves us.
好像父母他一定会把最好的东西给孩子。
Just like parents would always give their children what they think is best.
但是有时候父母亲给我们的，我们不一定喜欢。
But sometimes what our parents give us, we may not like it.
父母亲他用一个比较丰富的经验呢，一个比较前瞻的一个眼光来看我们现在需要的是什么东西。
And so our parents, they are able to see farther away for us, and they give us what they think we need at this point in time.
什么环境是适合我们的。
And so whatever circumstance that suits us the most.
然后呢，他就把那个环境呢赐给我们。
Then God gives us or puts us under that circumstance or situation.
好像有一些人呢，他可以处丰富，但是不能处卑贱。
So just like some people, they're able to live in abundance, but they cannot live in poverty.
有些人可以处卑贱，但是不能够处丰富。
But while yet there are some other people who are able to live in poverty, but they cannot live in abundance.
这个信徒，他如果过着这个小康的生活，平平凡凡的生活，他可以守住道理，但是一旦如果大富大贵的时候，他就堕落了。
If sometimes a member is able to keep the commandments of God when they're only about medium, having medium wealth, but once if they are become very wealthy, then they cannot keep the words of God.
那神他安排我们呢，他不要让我们进入试探，试探是我们从我们的欲望跟魔鬼来的，所以他不会故意安排一个环境说。让我们去接受魔鬼的试探。
And so since God loves us so much, He's not going to put us into a situation or a place that where our temptations would make us sin against God, because temptations come from our own desires and Satan.
他知道我们可以在这个环境呢，更容易的来守住道理。
So God knows what kind of circumstances would help us to keep His words.
但是我们不一定知道。
But we may not know that.
可是我们对他要有信心。
But we have to have faith in him.
人家是住了这种百万的豪宅，那我这个是四五十万的。
We may look at other people and say that they live in a million-dollar mansion, but mine's not.
不要比较，也不要计较。
We do not need to compare nor envy other people.
在这个阶段，神他认为说这个环境是适合我们的。
Because in this particular circumstance or situation that we're in, it is a place where God thinks suits us the most.
所以我每天尽我的本分去工作。
And so every day we work according to our own responsibilities.
那么主耶稣帮助我呢，可能可以改善这个环境。
And so if our Lord Jesus helps us, then we may change our situation.
那我也会知足喜乐。
Then I will also be content and joyful.
那如果一时之间还没有改善我们的环境，那没有关系，我知道神的安排。
But if at this moment in time God has not changed our situation, then we can be content too because we know that this is God's guidance.
改善的，我们感谢神。还没有改善呢，我们不会埋怨神。
So, if God changes our circumstance or environment, then we give thanks to Him. But even if God does not, then we still can give thanks to Him.
这就是保罗的生活态度。
And that is the attitude that Paul had.
我们看腓立比书第四章。
If we turn to the book of Philippians, chapter 4.
腓立比书第四章。
Philippians, chapter 4.
我们看十一节。
Verse 11.
腓立比书四章十一节。
Philippians chapter 4 verse 11。
我并不是因为缺乏说这话，我无论在什么境况都可以知足，这是我已经学会了。十二节。
Verse 12。
我知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处丰富，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，谁是谁在，我都得了秘诀。好，第十三节。
Verse 13。
我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。保罗说他有一个随时随在的秘诀。
So Paul says, he has a secret.
这种随时随在的生活态度就是知足啊。
And so this attitude is contentment.
不管神给他带领到什么样的环境啊，他都可以接受。
Because whatever circumstance that God leads him into, he can accept it.
这是非常超越的。
And this is very transcendent.
他是明白神的意思呢，去顺服接受，而不是无可奈何的屈服。
This is an attitude in life that comes from understanding God's will and not an attitude that's coerced into.
如果我们真的能够认为说这是神跟我安排这个环境，我们就会很喜乐啊，感谢主耶稣，你一定知道这是最适合我的。
If you truly understand that whatever circumstance that you're put under comes from God's best intention, then you'll be able to be content.
我来讲一个故事啊，我们就可以清楚明白。
Let me tell you a story to help us understand this better.
有一个人呢，在他的客厅啊，养了一个小有一个小鱼缸，他养了金鱼，那另外有一个鸟笼。里面 有一只金丝雀，有一只鸟，很漂亮的鸟。
And so, there's this person, in his house, he has a pet fish in a little bowl, a goldfish, and then next to that, he has a cage, and in that cage, there's a beautiful canary.
那这只鱼啊，它会讲话。故事里面的这个动物都会讲话哈。这只鱼就说了。我主人啊，真的是亏待我啊， 他不能知足，他对这个环境他不能知足啊。
And so in the story, all the animals could talk, because that's how it's like in stories. And so the fish says, my master is not content.
把我放到这么小的玻璃缸里头，啊，我有两下子就碰到鼻子，有这边两下子就碰到鼻子，啊，这个主人实在是太对我亏待了。
Oh, actually, the fish says, my master is not good to me because he puts me in such a little small bowl. And so wherever I swim, my nose would hit the wall. And I swim this way, I hit the wall. That way, I hit the wall. 啊，
他首先计较，然后再来比较。他看到那个鸟，哇，至少那个鸟笼比较大。你看，计较之后又比较了，他不会快乐了。
And then immediately after that, not only did the fish feel that, that way, he started looking at the cage and then the canary lives in. And then he says, look at that cage, it's so big. And then he started envying the canary.
把我限制在这个地方密不透气的，至少你看那个鸟笼啊，可以通风啊，比较清爽啊，哦，密不通风了。
And he also says,the master puts me in such a tiny small bowl without any windows. And look at that cage. It has all these open spaces and fresh air.
那这只小鸟它也抱怨了。
And then, and the little bird, he also complains.
现在天气这么热，天花板的热气下来都是我首当其冲。哈，我在这只鸟啊。差一点变成烤鸟了，这么热的天气啊。
And so the canary started complaining, saying that, oh, the weather is so hot, and then all the heat comes down from the ceiling, and I am the first person who has to endure all this heat.
如果我能够进到那个水里头去，不知道多凉快啊。
And so only if I can live in that bowl of water, then I'll be so happy, or I'll be refreshed.
好，那这个主人就回来了。
And so the master comes back home.
他们的，这鸟跟鱼呢，同时向他们的主人抗议。
And so at the same time, the bird and the fish, they both complain to the master.
他们各自对自己的现在所处的环境呢，都不满意，很多抱怨。
And so they were very unhappy about the circumstance that they were in, and so they made all these complaints to the master.
那主人说，那这个很简单啊。
And so the master says, "Oh, that's easy."
你们两个人就调换就好了。
Just the two of you just change place, and now everything will be fine. 啊，
那当然，我们知道这个一change的时候呢，这什么事情就发生，我们就知道了。
But then you know what will happen once these two pets change their place, switch their place.
其实我们都是神眼中的宝贝，好像是养在金鱼缸里面的金鱼，跟在鸟笼里头的这个金丝雀一样。
We're all treasures in God's eyes, and so just like in the story, the fish and the bird.
他比我们更清楚我们适合在什么环境生长。
Our master knows better what we are, what kind of environment that we're suitable to live in.
不要怀疑神的爱。
Do not doubt the love of God.
也不要怀疑神的智慧。
And do not doubt the wisdom of God.
我们要认定神的安排跟赏赐。
We need to acknowledge God's providence and His guidance.
在我们现在的这个环境呢，你去明白神的意思。
We need to understand the intentions of God wherever we're at.
说不定有一天我们的环境会比现在更好，会改善了。
So perhaps one day our situation will be better than what we have right now.
那我们也会喜乐的。
Then we'll be joyful.
一时之间还没有改变呢，我们也不会埋怨神。
But then if our circumstance or our environment does not change, but we can still be joyful and give thanks to God.
只要每天尽着我们的本分呢，去工作就好。
So as long as we work hard and work according to what we need to do.
那第二个呢，我们要过着感恩的生活。
And secondly, we need to live a life of thanksgiving.
这个感恩的生活就是说，常常去数算神给我多少恩典。
To live a life filled with thanksgiving is to always count our blessings from God.
不能知足的人呢，通常是因为他想 很多他还没有得到的东西。
So usually a person who's not content, thinks about all the things or counts or make a list of the things that he does not have.
他越想就越多，哎呀，我这么多东西啊，没有啊。
And so the more he thinks about it, the list goes longer.
他没有去想计算说神给我多少了。
And the person forgets about how much God has given him.
像小孩子一样。
And just like the little kid.
他已经很多玩具了。
He has so many toys.
但是他会跟妈妈说，妈妈你不爱我啊。
But then he says to his mother, "You don't love me."
如果你爱我呢，你看现在电视在广告那个玩具，你怎么样买给我呢
？Because if you love me, then you would buy me that toy that they're having on TV right now.
所以啊，不要常常看电视，会造成啊孩子对父母的抗议。
And so, don't let your children watch too much TV because they'll start complaining.
或是说，尽量不要看那个有广告的电视。
Or to prevent them from watching commercials on TV.
好，你看这个孩子。他已经这么多的玩具了。
So the little kid, look at how many toys he has.
他没有为这么多妈妈已经买给他的玩具来谢谢妈妈。
He did not give thanks to his mother because of all these toys that he already has.
他现在看到一个新的，还没有买给他，他就说：“妈妈，你看你不爱我。”
But then now that he sees something new that he does not have, then immediately he complains to the mother and says, "You don't love me."
这是小孩子的表现。
That is what little kids do.
那如果说我们灵性上呢不够成熟呢，有时候也会这样。
And so, if in our spirituality we're not mature enough, then sometimes we do the same.
我们能够常常去数算神给我多少，你就会很喜乐。
And so, if we can constantly count our blessings from God, then we'll be joyful all the time.
越数算就会越喜乐。
Because the more that we count our blessings from God, then the more joyful we become.
那么我们的信心也可以越来越坚定。
Then our faith will be strengthened more.
我们需要有机会的话到医院呢去走一走看一看。
If you have a chance or opportunity, go visit the hospital.
传道者呢有很多。机会会到医院去走一走看一看。
As preachers, we often have the chance or opportunity to go visit hospitals.
看到有一些人呢，他躺在床上不能动。
And we see some people who are lying in bed and they cannot move.
所以每一次从医院回来呢，我们会觉得说会越感谢主啊。
And so every time when I come back from the hospital, I'm very thankful to God.
躺在床上不是都是老年人呢，有一些年轻人哦。
Because the people who are lying in bed are not just old people. Some of them are quite young.
我们跟他差不多年纪，可是他躺在那个地方，我们可以走动，我们要感谢主。
And so we see that if those people are around the same age as we are, but yet we are able to walk around, then we'll give thanks to God.
这是主耶稣给我们的恩典。
Because that is a blessing that God has given us.
我们就不会抱怨了。
And then we will not complain.
我们不会计较了。
And we won't envy.
有一个见证是这样说的。
And there is a testimony that goes like the following.
有个基督徒他也是不满意神给他安排的环境。
And there is a certain Christian who's not very happy with the environment that God has put him in.
有一次他到医院去。
And so this one time he goes to the hospital.
他在这个花园的地方他听到有人在唱赞美诗。
And then in the garden, he hears someone singing hymns.
他听了听，哎呀，赞美诗很好听。
And then so the more he listens to it, the more he realizes that's such a beautiful song.
这一定是一个很快乐的人在唱的诗歌。
And so he says to himself, this must be a very happy person who sings this hymn.
因为他唱的诗歌是轻快的，哇，从他的声音里面呢，可以感受到他的喜乐。
Because the melody is very light and happy, and so I can feel the joy in the song.
他就循着那个声音去找，到底是什么样的人呢，在唱这种快乐的诗歌。
And so this Christian, he follows the voice or the song to see who was making such beautiful voice.
但是他还没有看到，就被那个树丛、花丛给遮住了，在另外一个另外那一边嘛，他就边走边想，他可能是一个很有钱的人，可能是一个很漂亮的人，穿新衣服的人，哦，要不然他怎么这么快乐呢
？And so But before he could reach the source of the voice, he was blocked by this huge bush. And so he said to himself, or he thought, oh, this person must be either very wealthy or very pretty, or he has new clothes.
至少的话，他一定比我各方面更好了，因为我他会快乐，一定是比我更好才会快乐嘛。
So basically, this Christian says to himself, nevertheless, this person must be better in some things than me.
他越走越近呢，那个声音就越大了。后来就看到了，看到哦，原来是一个坐在轮椅上面的人在唱诗啊。
And then the closer he tried to get the voice, the more he could see clearly. And then he realized that there was a person on wheelchair singing on him.
啊，这个人不能走路啊，他要靠着轮椅来行动。
And so he saw that the person could not walk, so he had to get around by the wheelchair.
就问那个人说，你现在这个不能行动，你还会唱诗啊？唱这么快的诗歌？
And so the Christian asked, you cannot walk, so how come you're singing such happy hymn?
他说我当然要快乐啊。
And so the person answered and said, of course I have to be happy.
你知道我拥有多少东西吗？
Do you know how much things I have?
第一。
First,
我是天上神的儿子呢。
I'm a child of the heavenly God.
主耶稣是我的天父啊。
And Jesus Christ is my father.
他为爱我。啊，为我钉在十架上。
He loves me and died for me on the cross.
所以我有主耶稣做我的天父。
And so I have Jesus Christ as my father.
我还有永生的盼望。
And I have the hope of eternal life.
他留我的生命。
And he also gives me life.
还有呢，因为我这样行动不方便，哇，我教会里面很多人都特别关心我。
And then, because of my situation, that I cannot get around so easily, so there are a lot of brothers and sisters in church who care for me and love me.
我拥有这么多人对我的爱。
I have so much love given from other people.
我每天啊，去想这些，把这些事情想一想，我就很快乐了。
And so every day when I think about these things, I become very joyful.
所以我并不会为我这种行动不便呢，我觉得很沮丧。
And so I do not get disappointed or sad because I cannot walk.
如果这个坐在轮椅上的人可以把赞美诗唱得这么好呢，哎，我想我们每一个人也至少也可以像他这样，存着感恩的心来唱诗。
So I believe that even if a person in wheelchair can sing such beautiful hymns to praise God, then I'm sure that all of us can praise God more in our hymns.
好，那么我们在讲最后一点就好。
And let's talk about the final point.
第三点啊，就是我们要追求啊这个属灵的满足。
The third point that we need to pay attention to is that we need to pursue after spiritual satisfaction.
很多人他不能知足啊，因为他真的内心是空虚的嘛，所以你叫他怎么知足呢？
Many people cannot be content because they really are empty in their hearts.
所以我们今天要追求那种灵性的满足，属灵的满足，使这个属灵的恩典啊，喜乐呢满足我们的心呢，我们自然就知足了，就不会说觉得心里是空虚的。
And so today, what we need to strive for is that we need to pursue after this spiritual fulfillment or spiritual satisfaction.
我们来看马太福音第六章。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音第六章。
Matthew chapter 6.
我们看六章的三十一节。
Let's read Matthew chapter 6, verse 31.
三十一节。所以不要忧虑说吃什么喝什么穿什么。三十二节。
32.
这些都是没有信主的人所求的。你们需要的这一切东西你们的天父是知道的。33节。
33.
你们要先求他的果和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。我们读到这里。
Let's read here.
这里叫我们不要为生活来忧虑。
So here it teaches us to not worry about our life.
那么他也 主耶稣也教导我们要求神的国，神的义。
And Jesus also teaches us to seek after the kingdom of God and His righteousness first.
其实他从24节啊到34节，他是勉励我们不要为生命来忧虑这方面的道理。
And actually, starting from verse 24 until here, Jesus is encouraging us to not worry about our life.
叫我们过着知足的生活。
He is encouraging us to live a life of contentment.
但如果说我们遵照主耶稣的意思去做，我们不要为生命忧虑。
And so if we follow the teachings of Jesus and we do not worry about our life,
不要去想说你要吃什么啦，喝什么啦，穿什么，不要特意的去为这些事情忧虑。
So if we do not purposely or continuously worry about what we should eat, what we should drink, and what we should wear,
好了，那我们就会心里就很空了，空空的，都没有什么东西，没有忧虑，哦，没有忧虑，哇，很超然，没有忧虑。
Then we won't have any worries in our hearts. Then we'll be very light-hearted. We won't have anything in our hearts.
这样呢，只是主耶稣他讲的道理的一半而已。
And that is half of the teachings of Jesus.
他叫你不要过多忧虑的目的是什么
？So what is the purpose to teach us to not worry so much？
你就会有比较多的时间，比较多的精力。
Because when we don't worry as much, then we'll have more time and energy.
你的心灵就有比较大的空间。
And so in our hearts, we'll have more room.
进一步的就要求神的国跟神的义了。
And then, so what we should do is seek first God's kingdom and His righteousness.
要不然你只是说没有忧虑哦，没有忧虑，没有忧虑，没有忧虑，那整天都坐在摇椅上这样摇啊。
And so if you continue to say, okay, let's not worry, so do you just sit in a rocking chair and say, let's not worry every day?
我没有忧虑，从日出摇到日落，没有忧虑，也没有忧虑。
And so we will sit on the rocking chair and from sunrise until sunset and say to ourselves, don't worry.
主耶稣他不是要我们就这样过每一天。
That's not what Jesus wants us to live our life.
你这样的话，心灵还是空虚的啊。
Because in that sense, and you're so empty in your hearts.
还要让神的国、神的义来充满你啊。
You need to be filled with the righteousness, and God's kingdom in your hearts.
那神的义、神的国、神的义充满我的时候呢，我就不会再想要用靠着物质来快乐了。
And so, if your hearts are filled with God's kingdom and His righteousness, then you will no longer need the things in the world to fill you.
那我们这个心灵的空间呢？物质没有办法 来充满
，because in our hearts there is this place where none of the things in the world can fill.
要属灵的东西才能够充满。
It has to be filled with something spiritual.
属灵的东西充满，那我们就满足了。
And so, if we are filled with the spiritual things, then we'll be satisfied.
就不会去计较我们的物质环境是怎么样的。
And we'll no longer worry about our material possessions.
我们已经尝到了属灵的喜乐了。
Because we have tasted the joy in the spirit.
好像什么呢？小学一年级老师跟他教数学，一加一等于二。
And so this is just like in elementary school, teachers teach their students 1+1=2.
爸爸很高兴，哇！你会算了，一加一等于，哎呀，打电话给他妈妈讲，妈妈，你的孙子哦，他现在可以算一加一等于二了，哦，阿妈也是很高兴，那天晚上睡不着。
And so, what happens is the dad sees his child knowing how to do mathematics, and he's so happy, and he claps his hands, and he calls his own mother and says, "Oh, your grandson knows how to do math. He knows 1+1=2."
现在不需要用苹果 来算了，以前都是用苹果来算，他一加一等于二，他不会算了。但是你跟他讲说，爸爸给你一个苹果，妈妈再给你一个苹果，那这样你有几个苹果？他说两个苹果。但是你跟他讲一加一等于多少，他不会算。
So before the kid did not know how to do math, and so you had to use apples to teach him. You asked him if dad gives you one apple, mother gives you another apple, how many apples do you have?
他现在知道了。
But then now he understands math.
他慢慢慢慢成长到大学的时候。
And so the kid grows up, and then he goes to college.
他可以算那个高阶的那个数学题目。
And so this child is able to calculate very high levels of math.
那妈妈会跟他讲说，弟弟来来来，哦， 你以前一年级的时候算那个数学一加一等于多少那个哦，你很棒嘞。来来，爸妈这一张再给你算，一加一等于多少？一加二等于多少？再给你算。他不会快乐，他不会快乐了，他会很痛苦。说：“妈妈，你怎么这样？我已经算了大学的数学，你还把小学的数学给我算。”
And so, if at this level of the kid's life or the child's life, the mother gives calls the kid over and says, "Here, here, here! I was so happy, or it was you were so accomplished when you were in elementary school. You knew how to do 1 + 1 = 2. So here, let me give you this questionnaire again and do it again." I don't think the kid would be happy because he had.Past that 1 + 1 = 2 stage.
如果我们尝到了那个神的国、神的义的那种属灵的满足的喜乐呢，就等于是已经到了很高阶的数学了。你就不会再说一加一等于多少，你不会想要算了、啊，那个是很低阶的。
And so it is just like our spirituality. If we have reached the level of the spiritual joy, then we will no longer be happy. We will think that the math of 1 + 1 is just nothing.
那如果说没有尝到这种属灵的喜乐呢，就会一直想要借着世界的物质或是这个娱乐呢来快乐。
But then yet, if you have not tasted the spiritual joy.Then, of course, you'll want to use these things in the world to make you happy.
所以，为了要让我们能够对世上的东西有一种知足的这种的态度呢，我们应当多多的追求属灵的喜乐。
And so, in order for us to be content of the things in this world, we need to pursue after the spiritual things.
这才是真正的满足。
And that is true contentment.
那什么是神的国、神的义啊？
And so what is the kingdom of God and his righteousness?
神的国就是神的福音啊，能够传遍天下。
The kingdom of God is that his gospel will reach all corners of the earth.
我们在祷告文里面念着说，愿你的国降临。
In the Lord's Prayer, we pray, may your kingdom come.
就是说呢，让神的权柄都能够给予啊全世界。
And the meaning is that God's authority will be all over this world.
教会就是属灵的国度。
And the church is a spiritual kingdom of God.
所以福音传遍全世界呢，普遍的设立教会，就是神的国要临到各个地方。
And so, when we preach the gospel, and the gospel reaches all corners of the earth and establish churches, and that is God's kingdom, going all over the world.
那求神的国、神的义，就是我们自己要在圣工、福音的传播上呢，努力尽自己的本分。
And so, to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness is that we need to put effort into preaching the gospel and into the work of God.
那神的国另外一个更高的这个含义呢，就是说，将来天国的实现。
And a higher level of meaning of the kingdom of God is the manifestation of heaven.
我们就天天盼望天国真的早一日的来临呢，来实现，我们就可以与神永远同在。
We constantly have this hope that we will go to heaven and be with God.
神的国临到这个地面啊，福音传遍天下，大家都顺服神的权柄。
And so when the gospel preaches around the world and everyone obeys God's teaching,
啊，我们将来也可以在天国有这个赏赐的盼望。
Then later in the future, then we will have the reward of heavenly kingdom.
那神的义是什么意思
？And so what is God's righteousness?
有两方面的含义。
And there are also two levels of meaning.
一方面呢，神的义呢，就是以人呐、啊、因信称义呢，这成为神的义。神的义就是要悦纳人的信心，然后称人为义，这个叫做神的义。
So the first level of God's righteousness means, God wants us, to, use, His righteousness as our own righteousness. So, God imputes His own righteousness on man.
那另外一个意思就是说，我们要把神的公义显出来。
And another level of meaning is that we need to manifest God's righteousness.
注重灵修。
We need to pay attention to our spiritual cultivation.
使我们有像神那样的义。
So that we will have the righteousness of God.
所以神的国、神的义呢，它就包含了我们服侍神，还有灵修。
And so to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness contain doing God's work and also our own spiritual cultivation.
我们在这个世上工作，来得到我们物质的需要。
When we work in this world, we fulfill our material needs.
我们服侍神也灵修。
And so we serve God, and we also have our own spiritual cultivation.
我们内心就越来越丰富。
Then our hearts will become more and more abundant.
我们就得到丰盛的生命。
And we'll receive this abundant life.
我们内心就很充实。
And our hearts will be filled.
我们灵性就是满足的。
And our spirituality will be full.
那这样来过我们的一生的日子。
And that's how we live our life.
哎，这是小弟跟大家一起来勉励的，知足与喜乐。